the biggest hurdles that we encountered was there were no computers or computer system, because those are not available because they potentially contain evidence.
Oh, so they'd been removed.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we had no access to any of the computer systems or the records or the schedule, and no access to the medical records. And we had to figure out kind of on the fly how we were going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much successfully dealt with that, although we did a lot of scrambling. We now have our computers in our system installed, and people are being trained in that as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to the records, and as part of our preparation with the other organizations, we're making arrangements to have access to the records prior to actually transitioning.
So are you having to start from scratch with each client then as to their history?
Not really. No. I mean, the people who are providing the services are the same people who have always been providing their services, so they have knowledge of them. Also, the pharmacy has records of their medications. So I think for the most part it's a matter of convenience, and it's very inconvenient to have to reconstruct records or make a couple extra phone calls or do some of those type of things. But, you know, for any of us who've done this for a while, we always used to do this sort of stuff. But with electronic records and such, it's been a little easier for us to access things. We're having to back up a little bit until we can get our systems established and kind of make do with what we can get.